We're going to look at a couple of things that relate to that of Shavuos HaBetamos, the 3 weeks that are coming up now. Start with a question, and that question is, what is the primary thing that caused the destruction that we have known as the 3 weeks? The primary thing that caused the destruction, as the Gemara says, is the first thing that happened, which was Nishtabru HaLuchos. The Luchos were broken. What's interesting to note is that it doesn't say, it says the results of the sin of the golden calf. It doesn't actually state the golden calf itself. So, Nishtabru HaLuchos, the breaking of the Luchos, are the defining moment of what Shavuos HaBetamos is all about. Note, the opposite when it comes to Tisha B'Av, what's the defining thing, aside from the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, but what's the precursor to that, is that the spies gave their bad report. So that makes sense. They gave a bad report, they did something wrong. So why not say this by Shavuos HaBetamos, that in fact, the cause of all the things were really the golden calf? It doesn't actually say that. It says that Nishtabru HaLuchos. It's the Luchos that are actually being broken, which is a defining moment for Shavuos HaBetamos. So that is a point that needs thought to understand why this is actually the Nekuda, why that's the actual point itself. It seems to be the basic aspect of what it's telling us over here is that the way that we're going to connect to Torah, the way that we're going to connect to Shemayim, is going to be fundamentally different because of the broken Luchos. It's true that the golden calf is what led to the breaking of the Luchos, but the fact that the Luchos had to be broken meant that fundamentally life was going to be different in the way the Torah is going to be learned, the Torah is actually going to be studied, but it seemingly should mention the sin and not the results of the sin. Just leaving that thought for you to work on that idea. I'll be happy to take thoughts on that, what that is. So that's just something to think about, that Shavuos HaBetamos, it's really related to the breaking of the Luchos, and that's the key component we need to focus on. That means there's a loss of connection that we have to Hashem, and the way that we actually study Torah is somewhat now, has somewhat transformed itself. That's one. Next is some of the halachos that we have related to the 3 weeks itself. Let's just go over for a quick review of those things. So haircuts and shaving are prohibited for Ashkenazim during the 3 weeks. So Ashkenazim, that means that we don't shave. That's really what it means. People say, what about Kavod Shabbos? What I need to do for Kavod Shabbos? The Kavod of Shabbos is that you're not going to shave. That's the honor you're going to give Shabbos, is by not shaving, by not getting haircuts. But I'm going to look disheveled. Yes, but Chazal gave us a way to understand and to grapple with loss and to show a state of mourning for ourselves. Therefore, it's considered almost like a bracha for Shabbos, that you're actually not going to shave during that time. There are leniencies during the 3 weeks, not necessary during the 9 days of Shur Shechalbo, but there are leniencies. This year's a leniency in general because Tisha B'Av is pushed off. I feel like we've had a Nidcha Tisha B'Av the last 5 out of 7 years. I don't know, it's pretty remarkable. 2018, 2019, and I think 2021 was on a Sunday anyway, so it was missing a lot of this stuff. But either way, haircuts and shaving, we put off beginning Shabbos. So Saturday night, no shaving your haircuts, because that's already, as we mentioned, that's already the start of the 3 weeks itself. Music. We also do not listen to music during this time. Now, someone asked me today, is it okay to listen to recorded music? What is the assumption based on that question? Is it okay to listen to recorded music during the 3 week period? What's the assumption of that? What do you think? Why recorded music versus something else? What would be your thought? Why recorded music would perhaps be different? Any thoughts? As opposed to live music. So what would be the distinction? What would be the distinction between live music and recorded music? The simple distinction is that music is really based on simcha, and during times of Chazal, there was no such thing as recorded music. You didn't have it. It was just live, and it's, that's it, live. No Memorex, right? It was just live music. That's all that existed. So when they ostered and they prohibited music, there was one type of music, and that's what it was. So the question is, when we listen to recorded music, does that actually give us a state of simcha? Does that give us a level of happiness by listening to recorded music? We're not going into the nuances right now of what music you can and can't listen to. But in general, to listen to music, why is that prohibited? Seemingly because of the fact that it takes away from some of our enjoyment and prevents us, when we listen to music, prevents us from having a state of being in a state of mourning. of being able to experience that. Now, that being said, so the question is, what about recorded music? So I ask you, how many of you go to concerts on a weekly basis? Rarely anybody, right? So back then when they listened to music, it was a common thing to hear music in a live scenario. For us, it's common to have music in a recorded scenario. That's predominantly how we listen to music. Anyone who hears music on a regular basis is predominantly hearing in a recorded scenario. So for that reason, recorded music, according to majority of poskim, would say that it's prohibited to listen to recorded music. The question nowadays comes about, what about listening to a cappella? That's the famous question that comes today. It's not music, a cappella. A cappella is music by the mouth without actual instruments itself. So many people are able to mimic instruments with their mouths, but it's not actual instruments. So that's a debate. There's a debate in halacha whether you can listen to a cappella or not. According to many poskim, you cannot. Why? Because it sounds just as good as music, and it sounds great, and it lifts your spirits. So then one should avoid that as well. There are those that are lenient on it. Generally, I don't listen to recorded. I don't listen to a cappella. Either way. You can sing your own music. As long as you're singing music by yourself and you're not like gathering like, you know, a band of 50 people so we can put together, like we said, like an a cappella type of thing. We're doing it and we're doing it in a state that helps us be more in the mood as opposed to more in a jovial experience.
Well, you're comparing the old days, I'll just call it the old days, versus now where the music is ubiquitous, it's everywhere. I walk into Rouse to play music.
Right, so that for sure is permitted. That's for sure permitted because you're not going saying, where are you going? I'm going to Ralph's. Why, you need to buy something? No, I like the music they play. Right? So nobody goes to Ralph's for the music itself, right? So when you go to a store and you listen to music, those things don't count. We didn't get into the music that's excluded. So the music that you're listening to while you're exercise is okay. The music that you're listening to keep yourself awake in the car, that's also okay, right? The music that you're doing to keep you from a state of depression, that's also okay. Those are different forms of music that are not there to keep you joyful. It's when you're listening to music to keep you joyful and to keep you in a good mood. We're not talking about we're talking about depression versus non-depression, not depression versus super happy mood. So all those types of music have leniencies for it because it's not for the state of simcha. And certainly listening to the Ralph's radio is probably not a state of simcha either. But the point is that it's not in that state. As long as it's not there, then it's okay.
Can I sing to my grandmother?
Yes, that you can. Any individual can sing by themselves. Sure, all of that, because that's not what we're calling music. That's called you giving a lullaby. Even singing your own songs, you can do. Even sing your own songs, you can do. So all of that, as long as we're not seeing it in the world of music, as like the way they recreate it with bands, the way they had it in ensembles, the way they did it in orchestras, that's already different. So, but to go to events, certainly live events are problematic when people like. People oftentimes are like, this is the time that they sign up to go to the Hollywood Bowl. Wrong time to go to the Hollywood Bowl because they have all these live music events. But it's the classic ways. That's when I understand that music itself is a problem. cutting one's nails. So that is a question unto itself. Cutting nails, is it prohibited? Biting nails is always permitted. It's a question of cutting nails. Most people are lenient when it comes to actually cutting nails. And so there's not a problem during the 3 weeks. What else? We already been through haircuts already. Yeah, we already went through haircuts. The next thing is really purchasing items. And that is purchasing items during the 3 weeks. Anything that one would generally say shechianuf on, so we avoid. So big ticket items, expensive items, we would not buy during the 3 weeks. Buying a new car, we avoid during the 3 weeks, unless there's certain reasons that you need it for family or other things like that. But we generally try to avoid those things that will cause us to say Shechianu. The question is new clothing. Do we buy new clothing during the 3 weeks? For the most part, nowadays, we buy new clothing because of the fact that we don't say Shechianu. Unless, when I asked the Shaila once, is if you're buying Armani or Hugo Boss and you're spending like, whatever, $500 on a button, you know, so that would you probably say Shechianu on something like that because it gives you extra level of simcha. But those things that are not, that nowadays, even if you buy a suit, you're rarely saying a Shechianu. You're not saying this bracha. And therefore, many people allow you to buy it until Rosh Chodesh Av. Until Rosh Chodesh Av. So,
during 3 weeks, you buy a Armani suit for $1,000 before 3 weeks, you can
So that's a good question. I didn't look up that question about giving gifts during that time. During the 9 days, it would be a problem, probably, to give a gift. But it is a good question. It is a good question on those things. So I think during the 3 weeks, it would be okay. But they might, no, I think in the case of the suit, they would probably still say Shechianu. If you gave them a fancy $1,000 suit that they would say Shechianu on, if I bought you a car, let's change the scenario. If you bought me a car, let's just create a new reality, yeah? But you gave it to me in the 3 weeks, so then I would say Shechianu, because I'm appreciating it now. Shechianu is not only when you get it, it's also when it still extends and you still have the joy for it. So let's just speed it up. We also don't have weddings in the 3 weeks. Over here is the word line. It's permitted to give presents until Rosh Chodesh Av. However, one should not give an expensive gift that would necessitate reciting Shechianu. That's straight up. Swimming is allowed during the 3 weeks up until Rosh Chodesh Av, but we avoid going into deep water. We mentioned this in the past, but flying, is it permitted to fly during 3 weeks and 9 days? It seems that it is permitted. There used to be a minhag that people didn't do it, perhaps because flying was more dangerous back then, but nowadays people fly on a regular basis. Question is, will your plane ever take off? That's a whole other thing, but that's just for today's times with the delays that people have. But otherwise, it would be permitted in the 3 weeks and 9 days as well.